Right, my guest has arrived in the studio. I saw her running past the window. I just saw you as you went past. I'm joined by Courtney Culverhouse, who's the event manager for Race for Life. Now, we're used to hearing Jill on the radio, but Jill is off doing other bits and pieces at the moment, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
She's
still with the team, but yeah, she's still sort of part of Team Essex.
So. Very nice in the pink. Always
Thank
very
you.
Nice in the pink.
Yeah.
Now, you're here to talk about Race for Life, but we're for Cancer Research UK, which I know is close to most people, will know somebody, you know, who's had cancer, who is suffering from cancer at the moment. And I know that every year, Race for Life, they do so much cancer research to raise funds. Cancer is just one of those diseases. Some of them you can, you know, cure and help people, and some of the other cancers don't get as much funding. So it's a fantastic opportunity to raise money for cancer research. But before we talk about the run, which is happening on 30th of May, tell us about your job and everything you do.
Yeah, so as you said, I'm the event manager for Brentwood Race for Life. So it's an amazing job. It's a bit of a mixture, really. I guess every sort of organisational aspect of the event is my responsibility. So everything from planning the course route, making sure we've got lots of volunteers there on the day, booking the catering, sorting out who's going to be on the stage, things like that. Yeah. That's all part
of my
job.
It sounds like that's all, but I went to it about 2 years ago, or 3 years ago it was now, and it was absolutely chock-a-block. It was, I looked over the hill and I was like, oh my God. And there was just like people in pink and tutus and pink, swarming. But there was loads of stalls, because you can buy clothing there, you can get your drinks there, food, there's entertainment for kids.
Yeah, there's a stage. Sorts, definitely. No, it really is. We try to make it an event so that everyone can sort of bring their friends and family along as well, and just and get involved and be part of the fight against cancer.
And if people want to get a stall at, you know, Race for Life, or they want, is it possible to do that, or is it certain criteria they've got to have?
Well, they basically just need to inquire through us directly. So if they probably go to the Race for Life website, there'd be contact number and email address on there, and then we do sort of tend to book up quite far in advance, actually. So I think we're pretty much sorted for 2015 now, but yeah, there's definitely opportunities for local sort of catering companies or things like that to get involved.
And who have you got on the stage this year? Who's going to come down and whip the crowd into a frenzy?
Oh, well, it's to be confirmed. Don't want to sort of give away.
Oh, is it somebody quite well known? You know, it must be somebody from Essex. Oh, I wonder if it's Mark Wright.
Secret.
I'd be down there doing the work. Yeah, I can tell
you. Yeah. No, but there's always, yeah, like you said, plenty of entertainment. We've got some commentators on them, and we often hear actually from someone who's sort of been through cancer themselves, so it's always a really sort of emotional day and quite inspiring as well.
The messages, when you read the messages, people put, you know, pictures of people that have passed, people who've actually survived cancer. They've got little messages for people who haven't, but it's a very positive. If you're thinking, oh, that just sounds a little bit depressing, it's not. It's a very positive day. You do have like a minute silence to think about friends and family that you might have lost to cancer, but it's also about people surviving cancer and beating cancer.
Definitely. I think so many people are affected by cancer, and it's amazing on the day just sort of seeing all of the women just uniting. Some of them are there sort of in memory of loved ones, some are there might actually be going through treatment themselves, but actually some of them are survivors as well, so it's just amazing that it brings everyone together to unite sort of against cancer, really.
And you were saying, we were talking off air just about how many, and we're not trying to be depressing, we're just trying to give you some facts. We live in the UK, this is the way that, you know, I mean, a lot of cancers, it is because of the environment that we live in and the stuff we put on our bodies now. You know, we're touching all sorts of chemicals on a daily basis. We're breathing stuff in. And what is the percentage of us who are going to end up with cancer?
So we've recently released a statistic that actually one in two of us will develop cancer at some point in our lives. So obviously that's quite shocking. But I mean, that just goes to show why the research that Cancer Research UK does is so important. And actually, we have made a lot of progress. So survival rates have doubled over the last 40 years. But, you know, we're not going to sort of accept that. We're going to carry on until we do have a cure for all cancers.
I'm hoping, and I've said this to Jill before, I hope that it will get to a stage where people get vaccinated and it will be a vaccination against cancer. And it will be, or you have cancer, but you can, you know, live with it long term, a bit like if you're diabetic.
Yeah, so I'm not a scientist, so I can't really comment exactly on what's going to happen. But, I mean, the research that goes on is into sort of a mixture of things. So it's looking at the detection. Yeah. So obviously, if you, early detection is really key, spotting it early. And then also, like, the prevention and the diagnosis. So we are looking into all those aspects of research. And we research into over 200 types of cancer. So, as you said, there are some which are more common, some that need sort of more focus into them. So I think it's really important that we do look at the full picture.
And I think there is a difference actually with the funding, because I think it was prostate cancer and also skin cancer that they've made quite big leaps in, because they've had a lot more publicity behind the campaign, whereas before prostate cancer wasn't really talked about. And they've actually got people surviving longer with prostate cancer and better treatments because they've had more funding. And it is one of those things, the more funding you can put into something, the better, the more you can concentrate on
it. And you know, we've got amazing scientists, doctors and nurses who sort of assess all the research that's going on across the UK and sort of decide what research needs funding the most.
Now, I know you're not a scientist, but I like getting into that. So on the 30th of May, Race for Life, you don't have to be super fit to take part. Now, I know you've said it's 10K and 5K, but I'm very old and I've got no idea, because to me that's like, is that 10,000 miles? I'm surely, I can't make that in a day. No. So how far is 10K and 5K? Everyone's going, Michelle, you're so old fashioned, get into what year are we in now? Well, 2015.
Yeah.
So it must have changed a few years ago. So how far is that in miles, roughly?
So 5K is roughly 3 miles.
That's not too bad.
And 10K is roughly 6 miles. So we say that you can walk 5K, just sort of chatting with your friends and things like that, in roughly an hour or so. So there really is something for everyone. You know, you can be someone who just wants to take a casual walk, or you can be someone who's trying to get your PB, personal best. So.
Yeah. I thought you laughed when you looked at me for just walking would be my personal best.
Well, exactly, but that's the amazing thing, that they're, all these women are all there sort of for their various challenges. And and we do actually have a new event, well, sort of recently new, it's been around for a couple of years now, called Pretty Muddy. So it's basically a 5K obstacle course that loads of mud and water and inflatables and things like that. And again, it's just another way to sort of encourage women of any age, shape, size, to get involved and play their part, really.
Now, the one you've just mentioned, Pretty Muddy Essex, is in Basildon. That's been running for 2 years. It's the third year. What date is that taking place?
So that's on the 27th of June.
Right, and then you've got Race for Life on the 30th of May in Wild Country Park. What time does it sort of kick off? Because you need to get there an hour before. Do you warm up?
Yeah, so it starts at 11. The race starts at 11. So we sort of encourage people to get there from around 9:30 onwards. And as I said, they can sort of grab a coffee or a tea or something. Hopefully it'll be nice and warm, so they won't need to heat up too much. And just soak up the atmosphere, really, and get excited for the main event.
And you register online. It's all the W's, raceforlife.org. And how much is it to actually take part? And then you get your sponsorship. So it doesn't matter how much you raise. You can raise a couple of thousand, a couple of hundred, or £20, but it's all going towards a good cause. So how much is it to register?
So it's £14.99 for adults to take part. And as you said, all the money that is fundraised on top of that does go towards fighting cancer and plays a huge part in it.
Can men take part, or is it just ladies only?
No, so it is women only.
I just ladies only.
No, that's fine. It has, since it started in 1994, Race for Life has been women's only. It's just sort of kept that way because of sort of the success of, and the popularity of the event. But obviously, we want to get men involved as well, so we have volunteers on the day, so our events literally couldn't take place without the volunteers. We've got course marshals sort of directing the ladies out on the course, and people handing out medals and water at the finish line. And so we really need men to get involved, either by sponsoring the ladies taking part, or just coming along and helping out on the day. And they can sign up to volunteer at the raceforlife.org website as well.
And there's plenty of places to park. It'll be, as you mentioned earlier, Courtney, there'll be loads of stalls there you can get a drink. If you're bringing children, you're thinking, oh, what they're going to do, they'll be like, there's normally bounce castles, there's music, I want to know who's going to be on that stage. You obviously know who it is, but
not
you can't
really
tell me. I just think it's got to be, I think it's going to be a man. I think it's going to be a fit man. I just got a feeling that the ladies are going to be warming up to.
It would keep everyone happy.
I just come down there and just sort of stare, really. But you can buy all your pink accessories as well there. So you've got your own stall, haven't you, selling stuff as well?
We will do, So plenty of Race for Life merchandise, which I think you can buy online at the moment as well, if you want to sort of start wearing it whilst extra training.
Yes. And maybe even the men as well. Have you got anything for the men in pink?
I think we do. I'm pretty sure we do, yeah. But as I say, it's not we never really chose pink as the sort of theme for it, but I think that's something that the women have just sort of picked up over the years. And it's actually really nice because it sort of unites everyone, and it's great to see when the men all wear pink as well.
And as I said, it's a very I've been there myself. It's very, very positive. You can have messages for people, as I said, who might have passed from cancer, and people that are still fighting, and successes as well. So it's a big mixture of people, but it is a really very positive event, and people, you know, that you get a few tears, you get a few cheers, but it is, in the main, it is a positive event.
Definitely.
It's about fighting against cancer, which, as you mentioned, one in two of us are going to end up with cancer. We all know somebody's got cancer, the sooner we can get a cure right the way across the board for cancer would be a fantastic day.
Definitely.
Fingers crossed.
Yes.
Injection, that's what I reckon it's going to be, injection. I keep saying that. Somebody invent it, for God's sake, somebody invent it. So if you want to get more involved, all the W's, raceforlife.org. Don't forget, the 30th of May, Will Country Park. Get there about 9:30 in the morning. There's plenty of parking. You can get your drinks, teas, your coffee, and even if you haven't got any pink outfits, you can buy them when you get there. And make sure you register online. It's £14.99. And also, you've got Pretty Muddy Essex in Basildon, which is the third year it's running, and that's taking place in June. You can find out the information on Race for Life as well.
Yes, definitely. All of that's on there. So you can actually search by your postcode as well. So there's plenty of events going on around Essex. So yeah, just pop on to raceforlife.org and
what are you doing after this one? You've got the Muddy event, you've got Race for Life, then what are you organising?
I've got about five Race for Life this summer.
Oh, right. So
and then it's on to 2016.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you'll be exhausted by the end of the year. Well, say hello to Jewel for me when you see her. And it's lovely to meet you, Courtney.
And you, Michelle.
And don't forget, all the W's, raceforlife.org, you can find out more there. Right, it's just coming up to 11:44. Here's a guest we've had. He would be good doing a warm-up, this guy Rajiv.
Okay.
Oh, I tell you what, he was on the Brentwood stage last year. He's very fit.
Okay.
I dance along to him.
Okay, I'll give him a call.
Down, won't let my head roll, giving up my whereabouts. You must be kidding. Catch me if you can, find me if you dare. I challenge you to that any time, anyway. Yeah, yeah. My defenses, I keep it on the low. Got my fish together, 'cause I'm used to winning big time.